Today's shiur, Mishnah Berurah Yomi, is Simen Kuf Ayin Aleph. Sif Beis, we have to start sharpie sharp here, men. You hear that, Johnson? Sharpie sharp. Lo yeshev adam al kupa malaya te'enim ugrogros. A person should not sit on a some type of case that is full of figs and dates, mushy ones, and because he's going to mush them. Ava yoshev hu al igul shel devela. But he could sit on what's called an eagle shell dvela, one of these round things of figs that got, you know, that they made into a cake. It's like a fig cake. What? Fig cake. Or on some type of case that is full of kitnias, it's full of beans. The basic idea is, as we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, that which we saw already, that you could utilize food for your needs as long as you are not being mevazeh and making the food bazui, making the food disgusting. So therefore, look at the Mishnah Berurah here. Sif katan yud beis, kupa malaya te'enim, dafka bekupa shal netzarim shehi nechvefes, v'cholin mismachin v'nismas. He said, specifically talking about a type of basket, like, because it's just like a hard container, so how are you gonna mush the figs and the dates? You're sitting on the container. So obviously you're sitting on some type of straw or flexible basket, and when you sit on it, you're going to squish these items, and it's going to get gross. Aval shall eat shari, but if it's a wood basket, then you're sitting on it, so what's the problem? You're not going to squish the fruit. You're not going to squish the fruit under you. Yud gimel shall develop shehin kashim vein mismachim, because these are things that are already hardened, and they're not going to get mushy. Yud dalet kitnius, like beans or whatever it is. Sha'af sha'kupa hi legumes. Excellent. Sha'af sha'kupa hi minitzarim. There, even if this basket is made as like a straw basket or whatever, ha'kitnius bi'atzman kashim hei. Here, the items themselves are pretty strong, except for the beans that I put in my chol, which I already have them from the metal can, and then we open them up. They're soft, so you put them into the. I put the baked beans in straight up, so this way it's nice and soft when we're cooking them. All right, sif gimel, mutter leechol daisa. It is mutter to eat daisa, which is like cereal. Perish hachita haniklefes umuvushalas. It's wheat grits, whatever you want to call it. That's peeled and it's cooked. Some type of grain. Here it's chita, but any type of cereals, any type of cooked cereals, and you could go ahead and eat it, bipas, bimkoin kaf. You could use a piece of bread as a kimu. You could use a piece of bread as your spoon. And that's okay. But it's only good if you eat the bread after. It's only good if you eat the bread after you use it as a spoon. Otherwise, you shouldn't be using it as a spoon. And people that are medactic, people that are especially careful in kavod av oichel, will only go ahead and scoop things out with their bread if they take a bite from the bread every time. They won't just go ahead and use it as a spoon, right? And then at the end, eat up the bread. They'll like scoop around on the soup and eat the bread as they're scooping up the soup or scooping up the cereal. That's how the medaktim do it. Nisha min hapas, and anything that's left from the pas, achakach ochlim oso, anything that's left from the bread afterwards, you should obviously eat. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah on this. Tasvav b'mkoyim kaf, instead of a spoon, you could use a piece of bread. Mishum de'osa adam, once again. So a person could, osa adam tzrachav a pas. He can use pas. He could use bread for his own needs. He could use food for his needs. Heiched lo mamis, as long as he's not being mevazeh the ochel, as long as he doesn't make the food disgusting and gross. V'achal lo mamis. Here, it's not going to make it disgusting. Why? Here, it's not going to make it disgusting because he's going to actually eat the cereal and he's going to eat the bread. So what's the problem? Tez zayin. V'hu sheyochal v'chulei. V'la adam acher mimis. V'ika hefzer ochel. He says, very interesting. He says, you have to eat it dafka because no one else is going to eat your spoon because you've been using it as a spoon. You've been licking up on the bread. So you have to eat the bread after you use the spoon use the bread as a spoon, because someone else is not going to use your spoon. Not like you can put it in the dishwasher after. Yud zayin v'hamedaktikim hamedaktikim shechoshishim lishtamish maisa eitz v'acholin debizuyu. The medaktikim that are careful to use actually a wooden fork okay, for food, okay, or metal fork, because it's a bizui. L'chein ochlin b'chol pa ma'at min apas. So therefore, what he does in such a scenario, he should eat each time a little bit from the bread, because then the nirek ilu b'olaf is a pas. There it looks like he's coming to go ahead and add relish to his bread or like a sandwich or something like that. Then it's totally fine, even for the pure medaktikim that are so careful about bizui ochlin. But again, he's saying meikar adin. If you want to use it as a spoon, you only have a limited amount of bread on your thing, and you want to use it as a spoon, it's hard enough. You can do it as long as afterwards you eat up the pita. Okay, weiter. Yudches, acharkach ochel oso. Once again, the lacherim hu nimas. Because for other people, it will be gross. And therefore, he has to eat it. He can't go ahead and hand off his spoon to someone else. Dalet. Mamshichin yayin b'tzinoris of nechasam v'kala. Woo! Inyani diyayma. They go ahead and they bring wine through pipes in front of the chasan the kala, v'hushi kablenu b'kli b'fiyatinor, and this is if at the end of the pipe that it's rolling across this the wine, someone's there to catch it. I guess there used to be a whole shtick. They used to have a pipe or some type of way that they would shove the wine through this funnel. And it would come through all the way to the chasan v'kala. The chasan v'kala would be there, shroom, like shtick. They catch the wine and drink it. V'zokin lefneim kleios ve'agoizim. And what would they do? What would they throw? What would they throw in front of the chasan v'kala in the mosach chama?
Nuts.
Okay, all kinds of nuts and different things like that. She'enim the musim, don't get gross. Okay? Avalo b'yemos ha'gashamim. Right? So you can't, like at the offer, if you can't chuck, pieces of cake down, at the chasan. It has to be hard things. Okay? Avalo b'yemos ha'gashamim. But you can't do it in the winter when it's raining. Mibnei shenim asim. Speaking of rain, it's going to start raining soon, and I'm getting a little nervous here. The outside chuppa. Mibnei shenim asim. Aval lo gluskos leolam. So because in the winter, even the nuts will get disgusting in the mud and all that kind of stuff. And you should never throw gluskos. Bread should never be thrown, okay, at all, ever. Anything that's like a pas type of item. Let's look at Sif Katan Yud Tes. Mamshichin Yayin B'tzinoiris. They draw out this wine in these pipes. She'osin Mishum Simen Tov. This is what they do. Else the Simen Tov, a Siman Tov. Simen Tov U'Mazel Tov. She'yimashich Shalvasan V'toyvasan. It's basically a Siman Tov that what should be drawn out, their tranquility and good life, beautiful thing. U'mayri B'tzinoir Shal. And we're talking here about a wood type of pipe. She'eno nimas, that will not get grossed out. Chaf v'ushi yikablenu de'ilav v'achi yikabishu me'afed elchid. If they're not going to, at the end of the day, it's just going to the wine just going to roll through and then land on the ground. That's hefseid elchid. You can't do that even for chasan and kala. You can't just go ahead and like chuck barrels of wine. Chasan and kala, let's throw out 5 barrels of wine. That's hefseid elchid, not allowed. Chaf aleph she'nimasin. It's going to get gross in the winter months. The afal pisha goes in the yeshleim klipa, and even though nuts at the end of the day have a shell, so what's the problem? Ve'ina ochel shebetocha nimas, and the food within the nut does not get disgusting. Mikomakom yosek sham sheish refesh v'tit, since there is a lot of mud and all that kind of junk. U'meslachachin sham, okay, and it goes ahead and it gets all gross from the mud. Nimasin lagbian. It becomes disgusting to pick up the nuts, and you're just going to leave them there. Vika hefset eichlin, because you're not going to go. You're going to go in the mud and start like scooping out nuts. I'm not going to do that. It's hefset eichlin. Yesh mekomo shehenigu kayom lizrok simukin. What are simukin?
Raisins.
So there are people that have this minhag. The Chavetz Chaim says to throw that lefnei achasin b'shabbosh of nechasin aso b'shasha korin aso l'naftir. People throw raisins. They used to throw raisins at the chasan at the afrof. Not good, not a good thing. Sharachinheim. You can't throw raisins. Those are soft. And it gets disgusting. So he says that's no good. You should never go ahead and throw any type of bread. Because you're not allowed to throw pas, even if the pas, you're not allowed to throw, even if it does not become nimas. It's a special darga of kavod ha'oichel for pas. You don't throw bread. Hey, hazorkim chitim lefnei hachasanim. People who throw wheat, okay, in front of the chasanim. I guess grits. What is like little wheat? Zarach li zar shal yizarku elav makay naki. People who are throwing these wheat kernels should be careful only to throw it in a clean place. And afterwards, since you have these little kernels all over the place, you got to make sure to clean it up because people are going to step on it. And it's also Hefseid Eichlin. Sif Kat Nechav Gimel Makayim Naki Tidei Shelo Yelech Le'ibud, so that it doesn't go bye-bye. V'gam Yichavdu Di Lavachi Ein To'eles Masha Zarak Makayim Naki. If you don't sweep it up, how's that going to help that you threw it in a clean place? At the end of the day, you just chucked it away. And we have here, before we go weiter, this is for Johnson. Johnson, the hawk that he is, told us that he emailed that we missed Kuf Simon Kuf Ayin Sif Zayin. And we just let's do that before we go weiter. Lo Yochal Adam Prusa Kabeitza. A person should not go ahead and eat a whole piece of bread like the size of a beitza. Vim Achal Hareza Gagaron. And if he did it, he's like one of these big zlobos. So what is this talking about here? So it sounds like he's talking about eating a whole piece of bread size of a kabeitza and shoving it in your mouth. However, comes the Mishnah Berurah and he says, Sifkat and Yutes, Habes Yosef Ben Tzadeh, he goes ahead and he declares, Da'afilu Lechos, this is Sifkat and Yutes, even holding biyado kabeitza, even holding a whole piece of bread the size of a kabeitza in your hand without breaking it up into a small piece, and Eino Kedai, she didn't just hold a whole piece the size of a kabeitza and eat it like a whole roll and bite into it. Seems to be against sandwiches. Even though you're not eating it in one shot. We seem to be noyeg to eat a sandwich. I guess if it's nice and meat.
He's never had a cat's fried chicken sandwich.
No, he did not have a cat's fried chicken sandwich. Big push for that. We're now moving back there. 5 more minutes. 5 minutes. You'll have five minutes. You'll still have 5 minutes to prepare. I'll stop mamish in 5 minutes. Okay. Kuf ayin beis. Misha hichnis oichlin umashkin lepiv below bracha. Someone who goes ahead and he sticks, this is a very important halacha now. Someone puts food in his mouth and he forgot to make a bracha. Or he did not make a bracha. Aleph, shachach vehichnis mashkin letoch piv below bracha. A person goes ahead and he puts some type of drink in his mouth and he did not make a bracha. So he remembers as it's in his mouth. So what does he do? So Shulchan Aruch says, bolon. He swallows it. Ve'eino mevarach aleihem. Bracha Rishayna. And he does not make a Bracha Rishayna on it. That's what Shulchan Aruch says. He has no choice. No. It's talking about if he's not eating Viter. V'yesh Omrim D'mevarech Aleihem. Others say that you would make a Bracha such a case after you eat it. This is a big Machlokas Rishonim in Brachas. Check out BrachaRishayna.com. V'chein Nira Iker. And this seems to be, the Ramah says, the Iker Alacha, that in such a case you would make a Bracha after. So what's the big issue here? Let's see Mr. Brua Bolon. What's the issue here? You swallow it. How can you swallow it without a bracha? It's in your mouth. Because you can't spit it out. Because once you remember it, it's in your mouth, and you're going to spit it out, it's going to get gross and disgusting, and you won't be able to drink it again. And also to go ahead and do what? By the way, pastures, if it's a kind of drink, and you'd be able to spit out and drink back again, it won't be gross for you, maybe you should go ahead and do that. And you're not going to be able to go ahead and move it to one side of the mouth. We'll see that when it comes to solid foods, there's an eitzah when it's in your mouth. That you could be able to move it possibly to one side of the mouth. But you can't do that by liquid unless you really know what you're doing. It's pretty hard. You think you can pull it off? Put liquid to one side of the mouth and make a bracha? I don't think it's going to happen. So you're not going to be able to do that with drink. Because there's no way, okay, unless you're some, you know, magician, that you're going to be able to say a bracha with liquid in your mouth. Hilkach, therefore, hitiru, according to the Shulchan Aruch, hitiru lo levalon. At that point, they were matir, so that you don't go ahead and waste any mafsid oichal. They allow you to swallow, and you can't make a bracha, because you can't make a bracha after you already ate. Because of Levush Yisra, de'im hichnis ma'at pipiv, v'yachol levarech al yedei adchak, if you put a little bit in your mouth, and you can make a bracha, but it's difficult, then you should make the bracha, yivarech. It's talking about where you have enough in your mouth, that there's no way you're going to be able to, you know, if you start talking, it's going to start dripping out of your mouth. And you're not going to be able to do. Beis, and also you might choke. Beis, ve'eino mevarech aleihem, and you don't make a bracha afterwards. What's the pshat? Because again, you have to make a bracha, what's called overlas yasam. Berachas nenen has to be before you eat. Yesha, the calls that dafka b'she'ein lo yoser. Here we go. is only when you don't have more mashkin lishtos, when you don't have more to drink. V'udachuk l'mashkin alalu, and he just needs this to drink. Avalam yesh lo yoser, but if he has more to drink, yiflot v'lo yeneb libracha. You should spit it out and not be yeneb libracha. V'chein roi linog. Wow. So it says here that others are cholik here and say it's, that they weren't matir specifically to go ahead and swallow just for the fact that it's going to get disgusting and you're going to be mafsid if you spit it out. It's dafka if you need this drink and you need to drink it, and therefore what's going to happen is if you spit it out you won't be able to drink it because it's going to get gross. But eina chinami, this shita holds that it's better to be mafsid the ochel than to be nena b'li bracha. So if you have something else to eat or drink, you should spit it out. It's going to be mafsid the drink and the shtia. It's going to make it, you know, ichi. But you have more to drink. And that, he says, v'chein roi linog. So that's what he says. So he says, if you really need what you're drinking and you already have it in your mouth, let's say you're on a tiul and you're a limited amount of water and you really need it, and you're not going to chug it up again, so then you swallow. But otherwise, you spit it out and make the bracha on some more stuff. Okay? Sif katan gimel. You will not make a bracha rishayna after you already swallowed it, in the case where you swallowed it. Hatam, what's the reason? The miyachar shekvar bala. Because after you already swallowed it, right, bala hamashkin, once you already swallow, kvar nidcha mimenu mitzvah bracha rishona, the mitzvah of the bracha rishona has already been, has already went bye-bye. Got cast off because you already ate. You already drank. And the bracha has to be before. Aval bracha achrona, of course. Tzarech levarech yom ha-yekashir. Of course you have to make a bracha achrona. If you drank enough and you ate enough, you have to, of course, make a bracha achrona. Ayin l'kama, we'll see coming up more, but it doesn't seem in Rashiyot. And then he quotes in Sifka and Dalet, v'yesh omer d'mevarech aleim. There are those that say, in the case where you have to swallow, because if you spit it out, it's going to ruin it, and you swallow, you would make a bracha afterwards. What's the difference? How come stam, normally you can't make a bracha after, and here you can? So look what he says. V'yesh omer d'mevarech aleim. Haynu, achar shebala, mevarech aleim. Here, this means after you swallow it, you make a on it, mevarech aleim bracha rishona. V'lo dami la dekaimelan. And you can't compare this to what we know in Sim Kuvsav Zayin Sivches, Dim Nisgar Achar Shagamar Sudasa. We can't compare this, like, if you remember after you finished eating, Shalom Beirach Inom Avarach. That if you remember after you ate, and you didn't make a bracha, you can't make a bracha Rishona. Here it's different. Anyone explain why it's different? Let's say Stam, you ate, and then you remember after you ate, and you didn't make a bracha. There everyone says you can't make a bracha. Why is it different here? Because here you remembered when it was in your mouth. And now, you want to make a bracha, but you can't. So then, it's like certain things that you can't make the bracha before. Like for example, in the tefillah yadayim, you don't make the bracha until afterwards, because your hands aren't clean yet, right? So here, if you remember when it's in your mouth, so then, according to the Rama, if you swallow it, then you can make the bracha afterwards. The shiny hacha, the miyachar sheniska ba'od, like what he says. Here it's different. Shiny hacha, the miyachar sheniska ba'od lebepiv, since you remember when it's still in your mouth, haya alav az chiyav bracha. You already have a chiyuv bracha. V'dom ezek tzas, and this is very similar to over las yasin. It's like you're making the bracha before, because you already know when you're in your mouth, you have no choice. Ela shelo yachol levarech. You want to make the bracha right now, you just can't. L'chein lo niftam in a bracha, therefore you don't become patam in a bracha, and you make the bracha afterwards. L'chein nira ikir, sekat and hay, but that's rova poskim. However, the majority of the poskim do not hold this way. They all k'day rishona, yet you never. She'enem levarech rak bracha achrona. And even in such a situation, you would only make a bracha achrona im shasa kashir if you drink the full amount for a bracha achrona, and you never make a bracha rishona after you swallow. V'chein hiski im Eliyahu Rabba. This is what Eliyahu Rabba said. But once again, from the early Mishnah Berurah, it's mashma, the only time you would swallow if you have it in your mouth is if you really have to eat it, and you wouldn't eat it again after you spit it out, and you have nothing else to drink afterwards. If you had more to drink, then from Mishnah Berurah, it's mashma, you would spit it out, even though it's going to never be drunk, it's never going to be drunk again, because to be nena without a bracha, okay, to be nena without a bracha is not the way to go, even if it means that the drink is going to get grossed out. Adkan. Tomorrow we discuss Sif Beis, we discuss the issue of a solid